Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I went to a conference a few years ago, which had optional morning workouts. You know, this was a personal development conference when there are morning workouts. Anyway, I believe I chose a HIIT workout or something like that. And one of my friends that I went with went to a breathing yoga thing. I really wanted to sweat, so the breathing yoga thing didn't sound like too much fun for me. However, when we met back up after the workouts were over, she looked pale. She told me that she had to hold her breath and that she had never experienced anything like it. Hold your breath? On purpose? I didn't even know that was a thing. But it is a thing, y'all. A thing that thousands of people are practicing apparently makes their brains happy. Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, what's going on? My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today, we're talking about holding your breath to make yourself happy. I know it sounds crazy. It's outside the box. It's different. But that's why we are here. If this is your first time listening and that sounds interesting to you in other unique ways to make your brain happy, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. And if you've enjoyed it so far, been listening for a little while, you know who you are. Make sure you take an extra second and leave us an honest review wherever you are listening. So, okay, y'all. I know those of you who are personally developed already know what I'm about to say. But this is different, y'all. When you get outside of the self-development bubble, it is a bubble. It sounds a little crazy. Like, let's just be honest with ourselves. Holding your breath will help you become more in tune, help you physically, help you mentally, help you spiritually. We know whose name I'm about to bring up. Wim Hof. You knew I was going there. You knew the man behind the crazies was sneaking Wim Hof. Y'all, listen, this man is like, whoa. If you listen to our cold showers episode, side note, you've got to listen to that. This is the same dude. This is the same one. He was telling you to take a cold shower. Now he's telling you to hold your breath. What's going on with him? For those of you who don't know, Wim Hof is also known as the Iceman. He is a Dutch extreme athlete known for withstanding freezing temperatures. He holds Guinness records for it. He's done some crazy stuff, including a barefoot half marathon on ice. Yes, you heard that correctly. But he attributes all of this to his method, which he coined Wim Hof method, which is a combination of frequent cold exposure, breathing techniques, and meditation. That was all taken from Wikipedia, linked in the show notes. But listen, this is the thing. If you go to his website, wimhofmethod.com, he breaks down his reasoning behind all of this, but he really believes in being able to control your automatic nervous system at will and being able to train that. And he believes that there's a lot of physical benefits as well as psychological benefits from being able to do this. There's one article specifically linked in the show notes about these breathing exercises. And they're, yes, exactly what it sounds like. You're literally holding your breath. And it says in this article that research has shown that various emotions are connected to breathing patterns, and that figuring out how to control your breath is a way to learn how to control your mind. Who wants to control the mind? Well, if you're trying to control it to be happier, this may be, according to Wim Hof, your cup of tea. Maybe you need to hold your breath a little longer. Wait, before you do that, let's dig in a little bit more. This article says that controlled breathing exercises can help you calm down, relieve stress, and make you feel more comfortable. And Listen, I've done this, okay? I've done the Wim Hof thing. I've been on the YouTubes. I've gone through the practices. It's a very interesting technique. Very interesting. It's very addictive. It's weird. It's interesting. But I don't think I've gotten to the point where it's calmed me down and relieved stress and made me feel comfortable. It feels like what you would think it would feel like, holding your breath for like 1 to 2 minutes, being blue, panic, anxiety, heart racing. But people swear by it. People swear by it. This is so funny. There's a section in on the website that says the advantages of these breathing exercises. Well, first of all, they lead it with saying that it will release your inner fire. I love that line more than anything in this world. It will release your inner fire. These breathing exercises are also known as, quote, controlled hyperventilation or, quote, power breathing. I can't handle the controlled hyperventilation. You can't put the word hyperventilation in something and make it sound appealing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down with the power breathing. I am down with releasing your inner fire. But when you use the word hyperventilation in something, like, my mind doesn't go like, oh, okay, let's go there. You know what I'm saying? But this is a thing. This is a thing. People can build up to holding their breath and doing these breathing exercises for several minutes. I think the most I ever did was holding my breath for 2 minutes. And I was pretty proud of myself. That took me a good solid minute to get to that point. But there are people who can do this for, I forgot what Wim Hof's was. It's nuts. You've got to look it up. But in this article, it says that by practicing these breathing exercises, you are releasing more energy, influencing your nervous system, and changing various physiological responses. They also said that you are inducing a voluntary short stress response, which ultimately will lead to more resilience towards everyday stress mentally, physiologically, and feeling more control. You know why, y'all? This is Heather's version. When you feel stressed during your day, you could say, well, you could be hyperventilating like you were this morning in your controlled hyperventilation practice. So is this a big deal? Nope, because at least you're breathing. That's probably how it reduces your stress. Because when you start your day hyperventilating, I can't let this go. Y'all know I'm playing. But listen, this is the breathing method, okay? Now, I'm just going to read it to you. I am not certified. I'm not telling you to do this. Y'all know. I'm just giving you some info, okay? But this is what Wim Hof's breathing method is. It's like a 4-step process, according to his website, where step number one is get comfortable, because you need to get comfortable for what's about to happen, okay? So get comfortable sitting, laying down, whatever. Step two is that you take 30 to 40 deep breaths. Now, y'all know your girl has ADD, ADHD, and all the A's and the D's. I've got them all. 30 to 40 deep breaths is a lot. So when you do this Wim Hof breathing thing, like, you need to be committed. This ain't like some quick thing. Like, you're about to go into controlled hyperventilation and take a solid straight minute or two to focus on these 30 to 40 deep breaths. That's step number two. Step three is you hold your breath. So after you, the last exhalation, is that pronounced right? Okay. Like, after that, you just hold it. And it's so fun when you listen to him say, now hold your breath. Hold. He has a really awesome voice. You can check it out on YouTube Wim Hof breathing practices, and actually follow along with him. Because it's so funny, because he's like, you may feel like your body is tingling. You may feel like you want to die. You may feel like something wrong is happening. That's okay. And I'm like, is it? Is it, Wim Hof? Anyway, the last step is that you have this recovery breath where when you feel the urge to breathe again, I have so many jokes about that, you draw one big breath and fill your lungs. And then when you're at full capacity, you hold that breath again for about like 15 seconds. So that's according to his website. Those are the 4-step process. Getting comfortable. Those deep breaths, the hold, and the recovery breath. Again, you can actually go on YouTube and watch him do this and follow along. I've done it. It's really interesting. And this is a complete side note. While I was doing research for this episode, I found thebreathingclass.com, which actually talks about, and this has nothing to do with Wim Hof, But it's interesting, listen, that some people actually have involuntary breath holds, and I think I have this. So Wim Hof, you're intentionally holding your breath, but some people have involuntary breath holds, not like the crazy level of Wim Hof. But on this website, I found that there's this former Apple exec, Linda Stone, who coined this term email apnea, where sometimes you're working so hard and so concentrated on something that you actually stop breathing for a couple of minutes, and that you have to practice being intentional with breathing. And I'm like, that's me. Because I don't know if you've ever noticed that, where you're just working and you're going along your day and you feel short of breath. I do have anxiety, so that might be part of it. But I thought that was really interesting, really random. Linked in the show notes. This was brought to you by heathersbunnytrail.com. Moving back to Wim Hof. So they actually have a section on his website that actually goes into the research behind, because I know there's several of you being like, I need some evidence. I need some proof. I need some scientific studies, etc. What's going on with this? Listen, linked in the show notes, there is a benefits section where they actually go into the research behind the benefits, physiological benefits, and also to the psychological benefits. Of course, as with everything, there are people who have a lot of controversy over this. So definitely use caution when pursuing these Wim Hof methods. Make sure that you're, you know, there's people who are actually licensed to teach this and that you're learning it the right way. Don't just be going and holding your breath for no reason, unless it's that involuntary email apnea that you and I might have together. That's okay. We can be recovery buddies together. But I linked up an article that I found at ncbi.nl. Oh, God, that's a lot. It's quoting this guy named Marken Lynchbelt, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, which he studied Wim Hof extensively. And he's definitely taken a critical eye, critical stance on Wim Hof's methods. Again, it's linked in the show notes if you want to read about it. But I love this quote from him. He says that practicing Wim Hof methods with a good dose of common sense. For instance, don't hyperventilate before submerging in water. Darn it, I was planning on doing that. And without excessive expectations, it doesn't hurt to try it. I think there's a lot of people who say, like, we're not sold on the evidence, the science behind all of this. But as long as you use common sense, as long as you don't try to hyperventilate in ice water, it doesn't hurt to try. But I want to hear from you. Have you tried this? What do you think about it? I know there are people who absolutely swear by these breathing techniques. They use it in their daily, their morning routines. Find us over on Instagram at happybrainfm. Let us know. And I want to end with this quote. This is from Wim Hof himself. Somebody asked him, what's the secret to a happy life? He says, there is no secret. If there is a secret, just breathe and believe. Can we do that, y'all? Let's breathe and believe and keep that brain happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.